On Friday, hundreds of people poured out of Nairobi's sprawling Mathare slum, which has been the epicentre of the bloody police crackdown on the Mungiki sect. The residents carried mattresses, furniture and sacks of clothes in handcarts and cars. Many said they feared further violence, not from the Mungiki, but from the Kenyan police. A woman who did not want to be named said that she was beaten by the police, who believed that she was married to a member of the Mungiki sect.
They are claiming my husband is Mungiki. I told them I don't have a husband. They beat me. They say I should say where is my husband and is Mungiki.
The police operation in the Nairobi slum began on Monday night, following the deaths of two officers. Officials blamed the sect for the killings. On Thursday, some 500 members of the paramilitary wing of the police, known as the GSU, and regular police officers, cordoned off a section of the Mathare slum, barring anyone from entering or leaving the area for 6 hours. Men and women were separated and ordered to lie down in the dirt while they were frisked. Residents were told to help the police demolish shacks, which the police said were known Mungiki hideouts. 12 people were shot dead and around 200 were arrested. David Kimayo, Director of Operations at Police Headquarters in Nairobi, denied that his officers have used excessive force. The Mungiki are thought to be militants from Kenya's biggest ethnic group, the Kikuyu. Some have linked them to politicians wanting to cause unrest and fear ahead of December elections. The sect, which promotes such ancient traditions as female circumcision, was outlawed in 2002. 5 former and current members of parliament were recently questioned by the police over Mungiki connections. Katie Magiro for VOA News, Nairobi.